AQM, can I get a radio check, please?
Requesting a radio check. Come back. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, K4RM Mobile.
Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. This is KQ4, WQM, Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey, Quebec Mike. I just got a new antenna up in the attic. It's the J-Pole. I've been waiting on it from the USPS there for a while. I wanted to put it up on the roof, but I got to wait for the Spartanburg Club to come over here and help me install that on the roof. But for now, it's up in the attic. How does it sound?
I'm full quieting into the machine on my meter scale. Just a tad bit of noise behind you, but that's not objectionable at all. Sounded very good.
Roger, I appreciate it. If you're mobile, you must not be far from the repeater at all, because you're not getting any scritchy scratchies or anything like that. It's up as far as it goes up in the attic there. Our attic is up there, but it's got some limitation. But eventually I'll get it up on the roof, and then I'll have the highest elevation I can get here. I live at the bottom of a valley, so that's pretty cool. Hey, I appreciate it. This is KQ4 WQM and 73's to you. I'm going to go check out some other repeaters.
The name here is Fred, by the way, and I can tell by your call sign you're new, so welcome to the hobby.
And 73's to you. This is KQ4 WQM. I'll be clear and off frequency.
Couple clear.
For him, KO4HK. Good afternoon, Fred.
How do I?
Just heading up to a buddy's house to do some vehicle maintenance.
On Nancy Mountain, I'm here in Pickens right now. Stop for a minute, but I'm headed up for an overnight on the mountains. I got some work to do up there tomorrow.
It's been kind of cool of a morning, but it's been fairly nice during the day to get stuff done.
Be the same way tomorrow, so I'm hoping to get supposed to be sunny. Be cold overnight, cool in the morning, but it'll be good working weather outside over.
Hopefully it's nothing too major, just some cleanup stuff from leftover from the storm.
Blowing some of the leaves out of the runouts along the road, the main road. We try to keep the runouts where we got to drain the water off. We try to keep them cleaned out after the leaves fall.
I missed my chance at that this year where I'm at, or I'm on the north side of the mountain. Once it gets wet in the wintertime, it tends to stay that way all winter long. So the leaves are wet. My blower was messed up, so it's in having some work done to it now. So I don't know what I'm going to do there. I'll probably end up raking them by hand.
We got at least two, maybe three people coming to help me, and we'll try to tackle the whole road in one day. If we get started early and put our minds to it and stay to the task, we can probably get it done in a day.
Hell, but that's a pretty good ways still yet to do the whole road.
If we're only doing the runouts, you know, we're not doing the road. We're just doing we got the runouts, the drains, you know. So there's only one of those, you know, every so often.
Hopefully you can get it done, especially if you got some help. That's a good time to try to get things done.
Here with a team of us, and it went fairly quick.
Hey, while you're here, are you going to do winter field day up there again this year?
No plans to do it right now. That could change, but nothing in the works.
I didn't know if you were planning on it or not. Me and a couple other guys from the Hendersonville area are trying to work out plans to do an outdoor station this week, this or next year, I guess.
Kicked yet?
One of them talked to a campground where we could go in there and set up there, because it's their off season. So they were going to let us come in there, is what he's talking about.
I wasn't doing it at my place. Talk to me offline, and we might could work something out.
Roger that. I will talk to them and see if they're interested in that or where they're at on the plans, and get back to you.
I do it over there on my well lot, you know, where my tower is. Set up some portable antennas over there. That would probably work pretty well.
I'll be back in touch with you and figure out something if that's the way they want to go.
Stop here a minute. I think this is my next to last stop before I actually get fully on the road. But good to hear you, Patrick. Hope you have a good afternoon. We'll talk later. K4RM Mobile.
hear you, and good luck on getting your cleanup done. KO4HK, 73.
What you doing today, NC9V?
He is vehicle maintenance day. Changing the wife's oil in her car, and the Excursion, and I'm having to put a water pump on the Excursion, so that's why I'm heading up here to the shop to do it, because I need
some tools and some heat.
That'd be nice too, but if I can just get access to the tools, we'll get it done.
I'm debating what I'm going to do next. I need to go move my trailer back up the driveway. I don't know. Too cold out there.
This morning. I know it's down in the upper 20s this morning at the house.
Probably going to get colder than that.
Watching, looking at something or watching something. She said it's supposed to be down in the negatives. Feels like it down in the negatives there the first part of the week.
I wish they'd start reporting that. They just keep it to the original temperature. But the wind's blowing and everything, and I mean, it's going to be cold, yeah. It's going to be cold. It'll make it colder than what it feels like anyway, I guess. But just give the regular temperature. That feels like stuff for the birds.
I'm the same way. Just give me the regular temperature so we know what we got.
You know, when you're checking fluids in cars and tractors and trucks and stuff, you don't care what the feels like is.
I just want to know what the temperature is so I can get it over with. Today.
Off of the computer, not doing a whole lot. The wife's down in Charleston, so I'm home alone with the daughter and the granddaughter.
Going up Jeter Mountain, they got a one-lane road up here still because of cave off, and the bicycle just, I'm sitting here waiting for the red light, and there's traffic coming around the curve, and she went on the yellow line between us. She's smart enough to stop.
You just can't fix some things.
Can't fix stupid, that's for sure.
Our repair's done up here on Little Creek. They've, I imagine them next week, they'll be pulling the traffic lights out. We're losing the only traffic light we ever had.
This is a small little community you were, huh?
One horse, two-lane town.
Be that way myself.
Forward to it, really. Oh, you know what I just remembered? I need to get a foot switch. HRO had them on sale for
$19.95. KO4HKX, what are you getting a foot switch for?
The radio.
What are you doing that you need a foot switch is what I'm asking.
On the radio.
Easy, N4BUT. K4WCL.
Hey, John. Hey, Jamie. I was trying to drag that out of him.
Out, what a bunch.
You, Jamie, what are you up to? And then pass it over to John.
I flipped my channel after I put my radio back on the holder. If I had a foot switch.
Coming in saying good afternoon, K4WCL. John here. Just out running a couple quick errands. And I use a foot switch sometimes. I prefer a hand switch. I've got both. But if I'm, like, contesting or something, need my fingers to type on the keyboard, a foot switch is mighty handy to have.
It is, and I was just trying to give Leon a hard time. Nothing new, though, right, Leon?
No, I've had every mutual agreement. NC9V, by the way, his name's Leon.
Nice to meet you. I don't think I've ever heard you on the repeater before, but I don't live here full-time either. I know Patrick pretty well. But anyway, we're doing Thanksgiving today because the family members that we do Thanksgiving with weren't available yesterday. So we're looking forward to that. But in the meantime, I had to run into town and get something to eat. So I stopped at Arby's. Anyway, that's what we're doing. Heading back up 178 right now.
Well, guys, I'm going to say 73. I'm at my destination. Good to hear all of you, and hope you have a great evening. KO4HKX, 73.
See you, Patrick. Take care and stay warm. NC9B.
Hey, Patrick, N4VUT.
Hey, Patrick. Good to hear you in there. K4WCL.
Oh, Arby's. Where's the beef?
Thanksgiving today. Why are you going to Arby's?
Well, because I'm hungry and the kids won't be up till... They gave us a real definite time. Maybe before dark. So I don't think we're going to be eating until 6 or 7. So I got to get something in my belly.
Okay, that makes sense. But I'm like sitting around the kitchen on Thanksgiving Day munching everything I can put my hands on while I'm cooking.
Enjoying leftovers from yesterday. I've already ate.
Better than turkey sandwiches with slices of good tomato and Hellman's mayonnaise on some good bread. It don't get no better than that.
Wife might argue with you on that one. She's a Duke's girl. She likes that Duke's mayonnaise.
Really a big topic of discussion on the repeater back home there north of Gainesville, Georgia. We have our Duke's fans and we have our Hellman's fans. I guess mayonnaise is one of those things, like, it's what you grew up with is what you like.
Vicky, I eat anything. You sit in front of me, I'll eat it.
I've been there. I really like Miracle Whip.
Oh, but it's my least favorite of any kind of... I don't even think Miracle Whip is actually mayonnaise. I'm not sure what it is, to be honest with you. And where are both y'all located? I think one station is Leon. Is the other one Jamie?
And I'm over here in Tigerville, but I'm actually mobile right now.
Leon, I'm up in Hendersonville. I'm at the house.
Good. Our place up here is northern Pickens County. Not too far from Table Rock. And we come up here, three and a half days a week to get away from Metro Atlanta where we live. And the good news is we're retiring in 4 months, so I'll be a full-time resident up here shortly.
I remember talking to you a while back, a couple months ago. In Atlanta, except maybe...
Anybody's transmission, my other VFO's on the N4AW, and it identified, and it locked its VFO out.
And, I think I've talked to you a couple months ago, and I haven't lost anything, and really in Atlanta, except maybe HRO in their suburb.
Get on this repeater more often and get to know more of the hams up here. I know Shane real well. I know Patrick fairly well. I've actually met Shane 4 or 5 times. Seems like every time I meet Shane, it's in a restaurant.
Him and Patrick been getting together for lunches, too, on a daily basis, or a weekly basis, should I say, NC9B.
Not met Patrick yet, but like I said, when I move up here, I'll hopefully join the club, mingle a little bit more. So, anyway. All right, well, I am at the red light or the stop sign here at Holly Springs, so let me bebop into the neighborhood and go tear into a beef and cheddar. Thanks for letting me break in, guys. Appreciate it. Say 7-3, and this is Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima. Happy Friday Thanksgiving Day. 7-3.
VUT, I'm rolling into the dump right now, so I'm going to have to jump off here, too. So 73 is in for VUT.
What's up, VUT, what was your name on that end? Jamie, am I correct?
Yes, Jamie, N4VUT.
Or V as in Victor?
V as in Victor Uniform Tango.
Ah, good. Okay. Yeah, good to make y'all's acquaintance, 73, and I'll sign with y'all. Have a good day. And I think the club's having their eating meeting at the Little Rebel on 290, the second or third, I can't remember which. They just played the message a little while ago, in case y'all want to meet up. I was thinking about trying to make that. NC9B, clear.
You hear the message there, I think it's the second, Monday. I guess that'd be this Monday. Won't be here. We're heading back to Georgia Monday, so... And I'm surprised the dump is open there, Jamie, if you're still listening. I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to get rid of, and the dumps in Pickens County are closed today. So, anyway, for anybody that's listening and thinks they're going to the dump in Pickens County, it ain't happening. K4WCL, happy Friday, 7-3.
O'Neill Transfer Station in Greenville, and they've been open all day. But, yeah, what time is that meeting going to be on Monday?
It opens at 8:04.
Not catch, it's C9B.
I think the meeting on Monday is 7 o'clock, KA2TXJ.
Yeah, by the way, the O'Neill Transfer is open today. It's been open all day.